Well, once again, we are tracking the tropics after another hurricane formed in the Atlantic today. Hurricane Zeta now has 80-mile-per-hour winds as it churns toward the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, here we go again. For people living in that area of the Gulf Coast, they've seen this before. In fact, they've seen it several times already just this hurricane season, and they're about to see it again.
That's right. News Nation reporter Blake Brown joins us from Baldwin County, Alabama, with a closer look at the preparations underway there once again.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say residents here along the Alabama Gulf Coast have lost count as to how many times they've had to prepare for tropical weather this hurricane season. Inside Gulf Shores City Hall, they're already making plans just in case Zeta brings impacts to Baldwin County.
If we get significant rainfall, if we get some of the low-lying flooding areas, we want to make sure that the ditch system and the waterways that we have here are clear of debris.
Crews are shifting focus Monday, concentrating efforts to remove as much debris as possible. The city estimates over 500,000 cubic yards of debris has already been picked up over the last few weeks from what Hurricane Sally left behind.
Even when we get storm surges and high tides, we get flooding localized anyway. But now if you put a tropical storm or a weak hurricane coming at us, it's going to push additional water up. So there's no place for the water to go.
While Gulf Shores may not be dealing with a landfalling system, they're still urging residents to move vehicles to higher ground and to prepare for what could come our way. It's a much different threat potential than Hurricane Sally, but any tropical weather deserves full attention.
Sally is just a little over a month in our rears, and so we kind of know what can happen. So you take that as a learning experience and be sure to protect yourself, your property, and your families.
The process of cleaning up continues here in coastal Alabama from Hurricane Sally again. That was just a little over a month ago that storm impacted Gulf Shores. I'm Blake Brown, News Nation, Baldwin County, Alabama.
And with Zeta, this is the 27th named system of the season and the 11th hurricane of the season, and could be the fifth landfalling tropical system in the state of Louisiana. So here's a look at the latest satellite picture moving to the northwest at 12 miles per hour, sustained winds at 80 miles per hour, about to move inland in the Yucatan Peninsula near Cozumel, Mexico. And by tomorrow, midday, early afternoon, it's in the south central Gulf of Mexico, moving to the northwest. And then with a trough of low pressure, the same winter storm we were talking about in the last segment, that's going to steer this more to the north and eventually off towards the north and east, and impacts in southeast Louisiana, coastal Mississippi and Alabama, likely on Wednesday evening. That's why we do have active hurricane watches in effect. This does include New Orleans. Hurricane watch in effect from Morgan City, Louisiana to the Mississippi and Alabama border. Not just winds exceeding hurricane force, but up to 4, maybe even 5 inches of rainfall, and storm surge is going to be a big issue, especially here on these eastern facing shores of Louisiana. We're going to be watching this all week long.